And I think we need resident support groups. We need to be able to provide these supports for services, mental health support groups, counselling, and something that can address underlying causes of antisocial behaviour. We also need education and awareness. We need to be able to raise awareness about antisocial behaviour and its impact on communities. And we have to be able to provide education on positive behaviour, which hopefully could prevent future incidences.
Do you feel at this point, due to what can only be described as a string of incidents in Sligo Town, that perhaps maybe Gardaí need to step up patrols for the time being?
Yeah, well, this is something I've been calling for, extra Gardaí. We need extra resources in the area. But also I think sometimes family intervention needs to happen. This can be, whether it's involving families in long antisocial behaviour feuds, and it can actually be crucial as a part of the solution. But also we need the support service in place for these families, because a lot of these families could be struggling with antisocial behaviour from their children. And this can help, if they can get involved, could help prevent escalation.
But as it relates to maybe this latest incident, Councillor Boyle, obviously it would have worried residents in the Carter and Estate area, like when it was happening.
I would condemn any antisocial behaviour like that, where cars are being attacked or people are being attacked. It's shocking to see, and especially in Carter, in such a private area. But I think this is a thing, again, where with local authority support, where people should come forward to the council if they don't want to go to the Gardaí and try and make some points to the council so they can relay the information. But also the services in areas where these crimes are happening, and it de-escalates down further. It's something that has to be brought forward to the attention. And again, I'll have to go back to the same thing that I have said for years, extra Gardaí around the area. We have lost the community guard at the minute, who was excellent in his job, hasn't been replaced. But I'm sure other areas of Sligo could do a community Gardaí. And these are the link points between local incidences that we can we could report back to him, and he can relay the information back. But it's something that needs to be done, and it's something that needs to be understood as well by the wider community.